Hosszul le dámen, mis asszat fino, fino.
Rabbi, Kaddish, what is this?
Sha, 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 no talking in Beis Medrash. Silence, please, we must leave room for Hergish in the palace of a king. We may not say a thing. The only sound around should be of those immersed in prayer. In shul, we must be sure that all our words are pure. Our hearts all yearn to do what's right, we just must be aware. Sha, 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 no talking in Beis Medrash. Silence, please, we must leave room for Hergish. The Shechina runs away if we don't watch what we say, and we surely want our prayers to ascend above. We must not say a word for our tefillos to be heard. We want them to be answered with kindness and with love. Must internalize and truly know, with total understanding, before whom he is standing. Think! With two mouths we were all designed, one to use only for things divine, one for the mundane, from which we must refrain when bowed before our King. One assurance is made very clear: shelter those he loves so dear, fight all our foes, destroy all who oppose. Yet we must know and we must learn, something is expected in return. Not one word in shul, silence is the rule. Ve'atem tacharishu, ay ay ay, mi sheberachav oseyenu, hu yevorech es kol mi shehu. When he stands lifnei koinoi, countless brachas will be sent his way, for guarding his tongue three times each day. His Father on high wants to shower him with love from his realm above. He will merit heaven's greatest praise and receive its blessing throughout his days. Kol ashoy mepiv uleshoinoi, before the holy throne. Passion and feeling is what we must bring every time we meet with the King of Kings. A chance to be treasured and fully utilized. Le'oirech yomim. About the moment the Sefer Torah's taken out, like Kabbalah's HaTorah, in holiness it states, and the Sha'arei Rachmeim opens wide its gates. Throughout Kriyas HaTorah it's of great import not to utter a sound, not a single word. Deep concentration with all your heart and soul, complete silence every Yid's goal. The Yanker is in shul, pouring out his heart. So much to ask, he must do his part. When Herschel slides right over and taps him on the shoulder, what's doing? No, what's the rate? How often must we ask our King to wait, while our mobile devices hum and vibrate? The sound of texting cell phones, their cute and catchy ringtones. Who can concentrate? Mi sheberachav oseyenu, hu yevorech es kol mi shehu. Shoy mepiv uleshoinoi, when he stands lifnei koinoi. Countless brachas will be sent his way, for guarding his tongue three times each day. His Father on high wants to shower him with love from his realm above. He will merit heaven's greatest praise and receive its blessing throughout his days. Kol ashoyim el piv uleshoinoi, before the holy throne. time we meet with the King of Kings, a chance to be treasured and fully utilized. Nachas ruach, nachas ruach leyoytzroi. Praised is the one who is in cholila, mafsik during shasat filo. He guards his tongue and davens with a bren from the beginning until the very end. If he knows and truly believes, Hashem is the source of all he receives. His heart and mind would kindle and ignite a koyach hatfila to fill the world with light. He can, he will be matzliach koyile kadesh emol from on earth below. He can, he will be matzliach koyile kadesh emol. Nachas ruach leyoytzroi, ashrei ashrei mi. How praised and lucky is he when his maker, the Noirot Tehillos, chooses to accept his tefillos. The reward is great for prayers that reach heaven's gate, sparkling, pure and clean, untainted and pristine. With arichas yomim vishonim oyoy chayim vekayomim, he will merit to see the day when his children all follow in his ways, giving their hearts and souls each and every time they pray. Nachas ruach, nachas ruach, nachas ruach leyoytzroi.